Can you tell me what day it is?
Anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're a DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
105.7 WROR. Good Thursday morning. Tank, it's LBF, it's PJ, it's the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Oh, what a day already.
Spectacular.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's actually nice and cool. I put my air conditioners on fan mode, so I feel like I'm saving energy yet cool. It's all good.
Good for you. Yeah, it's 64 degrees in Boston. Sunny 76 today, clear, cool 65 tonight, mostly sunny, upper 70s tomorrow, keeps going on Saturday. It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels great.
According to a new report we have today, the heat is very bad for you.
It's bad for your brain.
Right.
Science. That's what science says.
Right.
And people from Harvard. So we have that story.
Not good, because I had a terrible 2 weeks. You know, a week and a half ago, it was just, 96. And
It was tough. And it actually does affect your mental
and
state.
And I did make some bad choices.
Did you? So, okay.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, we got Brian Bellbuster at 650, 750, and 850. Of course, the 620 and 720, we've got your men from Maine. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yep, we do. And in Dirty Laundry today, we're going to talk about a movie star who's got a really good line of credit because her credit card was stolen. And boy, did somebody have a good time at Neiman Marcus.
Wow. Can't wait to find out. It's all coming up on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Tank, it's LBF, it's PJ. We want to give away $1,000 from Century Bank. Marshall Sloan's got a lot of money. We want to give some of it away. Mm-hmm. So now, Michelle Gautreaux, retired teacher from Blackstone, is on the line. Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, we got a retired teacher. Uh-oh. This is going to be good.
Michelle, what did you teach? What subject?
I taught at the elementary level. I taught special needs children.
Oh, nice.
Good for you. You're a fine human being. Now the test
Thank
comes.
You.
Where did you go to college, Michelle?
Rhode Island College.
Oh, all Rick, right. I gave up a home run there one time at a baseball game. Oh, awful. All right, listen, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one of the answers, you can say pass, and we'll go back to it if we have the time. Get all 10 right within that minute. You win $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready, Michelle?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Is 45 a prime number?
No.
Spell Fanuel.
S-A-M-U-E-L.
Name Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Brett Kavanaugh.
How much does a half-ton steer weigh?
1,000 pounds.
What airline's ad campaign used the phrase, you're now free to move about the country?
Pan Am.
How many stories is the Empire State Building?
88.
Billy Dee Williams played what character in the Star Wars movies?
Lando?
Calrissian? What song is this lyric from? Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
Living on a Prayer?
In what year did Prohibition end in the United States? Oh!
You did a nice job, Michelle.
You did a nice job. You were very calm and collected. I liked it. Now, can you spell Fanuel again for me?
Samuel?
Fanuel, like as in Fanuel Hall.
Oh, Fanuel.
Okay, so you thought it was Samuel. All right, okay. But that's not the only one you got wrong. By the way, if you want to know how to spell Fanuel, it's F-A-N-E-U-I-L. Very difficult to spell. Southwest Airlines is the one who used the ad campaign. You're now free to move about the country. And the Empire State Building is 102 stories. But you did well.
Okay.
All right? So you should be proud. And I think, you know what? We don't let anybody walk away, losing, because what do we have?
No, we don't. For you, Michelle, a family four-pack passes to go to the Boston Harbor Cruises Godzilla, which is spectacular. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises, because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. See the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. Think you have what it takes to play? Enter to be a contestant right now, WROR.com, and you could win $1,000. thanks to our friends at Century Bank and from 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right, let's get right to it. It's 6:20. You know what that means? Time for your Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's lunchtime at the sawmill when Lem walks in and sees Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, what you got there?
Oh, this? Yeah. Why, this is a thermos.
A thermos? What's it do?
Well, it keeps cold things cold and hot things hot.
Oh, say, I gotta get me one of them.
Next day, same time, same lunchroom when we hear...
Well, say there, Lem, I see you got yourself a thermos.
Yes, I did. It's marvelous.
Well, what do you got in there anyway?
Three hot dogs and a popsicle for dessert.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ. And our late night roundup, we watch TV at night so you don't have to. The Rock was on Colbert last night, kind of explaining why you should always be honest with your wife.
When my grandfather first started learning how to be a professional wrestler, he never told my grandmother. So he never smartened her up. So as far as she knew, it was real and there was going to be a fight. He has the match and the match starts and he, of course, starts getting beat up at some point. And she freaks out. She jumps in the ring. I swear to God. She jumps in the ring, takes her clogs off, and starts beating his in the ring. Yes.
The opponent.
The opponent.
The opponent.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Wrestling's fake?
Well, you want to know what? They're very dramatic and fine actors and actresses.
Oh, okay. All right. Good idea.
I imagine there was a lot of apologizing in the locker room after.
I bet.
That's funny.
That's a scene.
Hey, coming up at 6:40, the most absurd yet absolutely delicious ice cream trend absolutely sweeping the nation.
Ooh, really?
It's going to be huge. Never heard anything like it.
That's awesome. 105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Hank. It's PJ. It's the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Beautiful day today. Sunny and 76. And it's a good day to get an ice cream.
It certainly is.
Every day is a good day to get an ice cream, though, right, Hank?
You know, I'm addicted to ice cream.
You are. It's so interesting to me. Like, it's your kryptonite.
Yesterday was probably the first day in 6 weeks that I don't have an ice cream.
Was it the saddest day ever?
Well, I struggled through it because, as the doctor said, you can't have too many more ice creams. I mean, look at you. Well, and I'm kind of following your good lead because you become a biathlete with your...
Yeah.
You went running yesterday and...
True.
I mean, I need to step it up. But this isn't making it any easier. The new trend sweeping the nation in ice cream, these gigantic toppings that go on top of not only ice creams... But now Baskin-Robbins has three new milkshakes.
Really?
These are absurd.
Okay, what is happening?
Well, I like the can. You know, I like to mix in. Like, I love to put, like, peanut butter cups into my Oreo.
Sure, yep.
Listen to this. They have three new milkshakes. One with a big portion of cotton candy on top of the shake.
Yep.
Like a big thing like you'd get at the circus. One with a piece of Oreo pizza and two full Oreo cookies.
So it's like a slice of Oreo pizza. Okay, that's insane.
With all this whipped cream and two full cookies and one with an entire Dunkin' Donut and some Dunkin', the little holes, the donut holes.
Yeah, like Munchkins.
Put on like a skewer.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Next to the entire donut.
It's like when you do like a Bloody Mary and they put all the shrimp and thing, they make it huge, but they're doing it with ice cream with treats. I could definitely visit that for sure.
You know what would be fun would be to... buy one in the drive-thru, finish it, get back in line, order your second one,
okay,
and then finish up with the third with the Dunkin' Donut and the donut holes.
Well, I know how your day is going to go today. Hey, coming up at 6:50, the Brian Bell Buster. Brian calls Mark, who's looking for a new grill, and Brian does his best to thoroughly confuse the poor guy about what type of grill he should buy. But first, Hank, how are the roads?
Well, the roads are looking pretty good, but let me tell you about those Boston Red Sox, because... they are loving the month of July. Red Sox won their ninth straight. They beat the Rangers 4-2 at Fenway Park last night. And like LBF likes to say, you have to love a good sale. Sox got a great sale last night, as in Chris Sale. 7 shutout innings, struck out 12 for his 10th win. Craig Kimbrell earned his 28th save. Offensively, J.D. Martinez, a 2-run double. Xander Bogaerts, 3 hits and a ribby. Yankees won, so the Sox lead still 3.5 games. The Blue Jays in town tonight. David Price on the mound. Let's hope he's better than he was the last couple of starts. Celtics president Danny Ainge says the Celts' top priority this summer is to work out a new deal for restricted free agent Marcus Smart. Celts face the Knicks in the Las Vegas Summer League tonight. Huge upset in World Cup soccer. Croatia, a country of 4.1 million people, beat mighty England 2-1 to advance to the finals Sunday in Russia against France. And a stunning upset at Wimbledon as top-seeded Roger Federer, beaten by 8th-seeded South African Kevin Anderson, 9th-seeded American John Isner. He's going to the semifinals. He beat the 13th-seed Milos Raonic.
Whoa. Chich. Say that three times fast.
Yep, it's not even spelled anything like that either. And that's a look at sports.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It's Mark's birthday, and all he wants for his birthday is a new grill. His brother Justin let me know that he's having trouble deciding on what grill to get for his birthday, so I called Mark to not help him at all.
Hello.
Hey, trying to reach Mark.
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Tim Taylor from the barbecue. Hey, how are you?
Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I know you visited looking at some of the grills we have, right?
Yeah. Thanks for getting back to me.
No problem. Big choice. So there's a lot of different grills out there. So I know we have hopefully something that you're interested in. Is there a direction you were hoping to go with your grill?
We've got a big barbecue. It's a family event coming up, and I want to get something new. I'm a little overwhelmed with all the options out there, and I'm hoping you can help me just narrow it down. I want to pick something good.
Absolutely, and it's kind of like the centerpiece of your backyard, you know? You're going to be very proud of this.
Traditional. Yeah, traditional. Exactly.
Okay. Well, if you want something traditional, we've got one of the models we have here. It's the Caveman Supreme Deluxe 10,000 BC Rotisserie Grill.
Okay, what's the deal with that one?
Really, this is an authentic grilling experience, okay? You know, the roots of barbecue, you know, you go back to cavemen were grilling up like big hunks of mammoth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
It's big enough, you could cook an entire elk on the pit.
An elk? Why would anyone want to cook an entire elk? Isn't it like a 1,000-pound animal?
Do you not hunt your own meat?
No. I don't need to be
okay,
able to...
I was under the impression you were going to be grilling some game. Okay, so we should go in a different direction.
Yeah, a different direction for sure.
Here's we got another great option, okay? This is it's actually also portable. It's called the Tony Montana Flamethrower Grill. And what that does is, you know how the rotisserie, the food kind of rotates over the flame?
Yeah.
This, you put the food in the center stainless bowl, or the grill part if you're going to do burgers, and then you have this flamethrower. It has a backpack propane tank, and you kind of rotate around the food, you see?
So Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The kids really love that.
Well, that sounds a little dangerous for kids.
Well, you know, it does not include the heat-resistant suit. You'd probably want to pick up one of those, and also a fire extinguisher. You're definitely going to need a fire extinguisher.
No. I don't even know how to describe that. That's too much.
Maybe you want more of a traditional kind of a backyard kitchen setup.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Traditional is definitely...
Okay, but not far back as the caveman. All right, so how about this?
Yeah.
We've got the Weber Super Cosmic Genesis 2001 Space Odyssey Grillmaster.
What?
Okay, this is a military-grade aluminum, 16 burners. It's got 4 propane tanks on it. This has actually cooked a burger on the southern pole of Antarctica. It's an amazing grill.
It sounds like overkill, really.
No, you don't want to cook in the winter, too?
Honestly, I don't even want to be outside in the winter. It's freezing, but... I don't know. It just seems
really
expensive, too.
I feel like you really haven't narrowed down what you're looking for. I mean, these are some excellent options.
All of these seem like really, like, over the top. Like, I'm looking for just something really basic.
Just a regular old charcoal grill.
Yeah.
A bag of charcoal.
Yeah, that's it. Just one, like, I want a good one, but, yeah. Basic.
I'm afraid I can't help you then.
Really?
You
don't have,
like, we don't carry. We don't carry any of those. Now, do you listen to music when you're out grilling in the backyard?
Usually.
You ever put on WROR, Mark?
Yeah. This
is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell Buster,
Brian
Mark.
The Bell Buster?
Yeah, we heard from your brother Justin, and... He said you were being a little wishy-washy with your grill choice and thought you could use a little push for your birthday.
Awesome.
Well, hey, thanks for listening to WROR When You Barbecue, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian Bell. I can't believe it. That's hilarious, man. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program, this is a special report. So, we feel that it's important that we inform you of certain things that take place in our personal lives so that these things don't happen to you.
Yeah.
And can serve as a cautionary tale. For example, yesterday you're just doo-dee-doo, you're minding your own business, you go to Marshall's and you decide to try some clothes on, right?
Yes, and it happened again.
What happened again?
What happened this time?
I got stuck in some clothes in the dressing room.
I see.
Okay, so... But this time it was worse.
Worse?
Because sometimes, you know, like you try on clothes and then you can't get them off, like a shirt that's too small. You eyeball it. You're like, that's going to be fine. And then for some reason.
You're not believing the labels, huh?
I believe the labels. The labels, they lie.
Oh,
they
sure,
lie.
The labels do lie.
They
well,
lie
you're,
a lot.
You're an optimist, you know?
Exactly. But this time it was bad because it wasn't just a shirt or a pair of pants.
Let me guess.
It was a sports bra.
A sports bra.
You're not supposed to try those
so
things on.
Undergarment.
Yes, you are. Yes.
No, you don't try on underwear.
You try on it. Take it from me, because I'm a girl and I have boobs. You try on bras. So that being said.
He's got boobs. He doesn't try them on. Right.
So you try them on because you don't want to buy them. And I put it on. And it was great. I was like, this is pretty decent. I like this.
Jumped up and down a little bit.
I'm like, yeah, I could probably run in this.
Okay. Like, that's going to happen.
So, I'm like,
I got...
Okay, so don't tell me you had to call for help.
Oh, wait, just listen. Okay. I start to take it off. And, like, I get it, like, up to my neck area. But then it gets caught. It's caught, and I can't reach behind me
to pull it all the way, right
at the part of your back where your arms don't reach, but you can't go the other
right,
way.
Yep,
and
yep.
I'm literally popping my shoulders, and I'm pulling, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Now,
did you get kind of claustrophobic?
I started to sweat. Yep. All right, and then I started to think, oh my god, if there's closed caption like recording here, they're having the laugh of their lives because it's like up around my neck, my arms are above my head, I can't do anything, I can't move, and I'm like, I can't go out of this room, because it's not like it's a shirt, it's a sports bra, I can't go walking down the thing, like, lady, I need help, can you pull this off of me? At this point, I get stuck in my clothes so often in the dressing room that I need to shop with a buddy, because it is bad. So you know what I had to do?
Let me guess. I'm sweating. Call 911.
I couldn't even get to my phone because my arms were above my head.
Phone a friend?
Oh, even talking about it right now, I get like a stomachache thinking about how I was like, I'm stuck and I can't do any. I couldn't.
Like a bear in a trap.
Yes. So what I was forced to do.
You had to chew your arm off. Is that it? That explains the slang.
What I was forced to do is I was forced to go the other way. I had to take it down. My head, my body, and through on my hips.
And it actually went.
It actually went over my hips. I know you're about to say that.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
It's good thing you didn't have to dislocate your shoulder like Riggs and Lethal Weapon.
I mean, I'm sweating. It was like, it was so bad. I mean, the panic in me was like, it was real. It was real.
Okay.
And I finally got it off, and I threw it down on the ground, and I was like, and you know what? That's why I don't exercise.
Lauren and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, that's a sad tale, isn't it?
I'll bring you one of mine tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Hank. We'll try them on together. Right. I'll teach you how to do it.
You're going to have to start using the buddy system.
I'm going to have to go. I mean, this happens more often than it should. I can't trust my own judgment.
Okay, look.
I think I'm thinner than I am, I guess, even though I know I'm not.
Okay, everybody.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Hank, LBF, PJ. Speaking of glory days, we have one today. A glorious day. 66 degrees. It's going to be sunny. 76 for a high. But right now, this is glorious. You're 720, Men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is having a few problems when she stops by to see Doc Sider, and we hear...
Say, Doc, you have to help me. I'm under a lot of stress. I keep losing my temper with Ephus.
Well, what seems to be your problem, Effie?
Well, I just told you, you stupid...
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, we have Bob Ryan, Mr. Everything, with us right now. We're going to talk a little bit of sports. All right, Bob, I have been doing my homework. And you know what?
What?
Listen. Red Sox have won 9 in a row. Chris Sale was on fire last night. He pitched 7 innings of shutout ball, 12 strikeouts. It's amazing. But now tonight, David Price is on the mound. What's going to happen?
Well, we'll see if the price is right tonight.
Oh!
I used to love that show.
It's a great show.
Come on down!
It's original incarnation. But anyway, and by the way, I do not have any stories comparable to yours. So you're going to be the leader in the clubhouse with the best story of the day, I can tell you that. David Price, a wonderful column by my colleague Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe today. He spoke to David Price, and David Price said his problems are mechanical, but that he thinks he has solved them. So we shall see whether he's solved his mechanical problem. When we last saw him, he was busy doing something that is almost, I think, never been done ever in Major League Baseball worse, and that he hit 3 batters in 1 game.
Oh, God.
And, of course, before that, he gave up 5 home runs to the Yankees. Those are the last 2 games we've seen him pitch, and we'd like to think he can be better than that.
I hope so. I mean, I hope so.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, let's talk a little bit about the Boston Celtics. What's going on with Marcus Smart in that situation?
Well, people have to understand, he is what we call a restricted free agent. That very simply means that any team that makes him an offer, the Celtics will have the opportunity to match it. And they were allowing him to see what's out there if he wants. You know, this is his right. He took it. The way I'm reading this from afar, he took it that they should have jumped all over him and fawned over him maybe, and he felt slighted, and he conjured up a slight. I don't think that was intention. Believe me, they value Marcus Smart. I know they do. I know Danny does. I know that the coach does, and they'll wind up re-signing him. In his wonderful world, you know, in his scenario, I'm sure he's got an agent. I'm sure he's got relatives telling him he should be worth this and that. He would be getting an offer for $12, $13 million. Well, that's not going to happen. He's going to have to settle for what they call this $6.5 million qualifying offer. And next year at this time, he will be a total free agent. And then that's a whole different circumstance. And so he just felt that he should have been, just fawned over a little more. He'll be back and he'll be fine.
All right. Listen, Bob, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Any shameless plugs?
Yes, thank you. Shameless plug. I'll be very quick. I'm on Around the Horn on ESPN tomorrow at 5 p.m. And the Sports Reporters podcast with my friends Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica is available to you every Monday and Friday morning.
Okay. Wow, you talk about a hat trick of talent
there. Yeah, that's awesome.
We were together for 28 years on the TV, and now we have a podcast every Monday and Friday morning, and I tell you, it's damn good.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
As you are.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, bye-bye. Bob.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it.
Okay, coming up in Dirty Laundry, Tom Petty may be dead, but he has a new album out, and we have a clip.
Really?
Yeah, we got a little bit of taste of that song, so that's great.
Wow.
It's your 7:45 Dirty Laundry with me, LBF, Hank, PJ, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. All right, we've got Rich Women, Robbery, and Tom Petty's new old song. But first, let's talk rich women. Forbes has the list of the richest self-made women. And the celebs on the list are kind of surprising. First, coming in at number 6 overall is Oprah.
Wow.
Now, Oprah is really a self-made woman because she was born into poverty in rural Mississippi to a teenage single mom, raised by her grandmother, got pregnant and lost a child at 14. Since her family needed money, she started working at a radio station part-time when she was in high school, and now she is worth $3.1 billion.
She's a great story.
She is a great story. You can't. Now, Kylie Jenner, who's gracing the cover of Forbes, is number 27. worth, at this point in her life, $900 million, which means that she's probably going to be worth $1 billion, a billionaire, by the time she's 21. But the thing is,
$1 billion by 21.
I have a problem with this choice because self-made, I mean, she did take her celebrity and capitalized on it. Now she runs a cosmetic company, I can't even believe this, worth $800 million, and she owns 100% of it.
Maybe they meant selfie-made.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. But she didn't start at the bottom. She was rich and famous. And so, like, I just don't think that, like, I don't think that counts.
Maybe she's just a kid, though. I mean, she's 20 years old. She'd be 21. That's pretty young.
I don't know. Yeah. I just have a problem with it. Madonna's right there, worth $590 million. Beyonce, $355 million. Anyway, speaking of money, Demi Moore's credit card was stolen, and somebody went on a shopping spree. Now, if my credit card was stolen, they wouldn't be able to do this, but apparently Demi Moore has really good credit. Somebody spent $169,000 at Saks Fifth Avenue and Nordstrom, and her Amex let it happen. But anyway, so
I don't know how much fun that would be.
Well, it's illegal, Hank.
I know, but sometimes illegal is fun.
That's kind of true. Anyway, I just want Demi Moore's back in the news, which is kind of good for
her. You know what kind of, like, gets me is that they let the credit card company let that go. So she must spend that much money in a trip anyways.
That's right. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to me.
She shouldn't spend that kind of money because if she did, she would be on the Forbes richest self-made women list, but she is not. Okay, and finally, when musicians die, their music lives on. The music that they haven't even published or record, like they recorded it, but they never put it on an album.
Do you think most musicians put a whole bunch of songs on the back burner knowing if I die, they'll have stuff to play?
Maybe, because that seems what's happening. Tom Petty has a new album coming out on September 28th with 60 unreleased songs, alternative takes, live versions. It's a box set.
60?
60.
Wow.
But they're like, it's all different things. An American treasure. But this song, and I'll play a little, it's called Keep a Little Soul. It was a previously unreleased soundtrack from 1982. Very Tom Petty. You know what? It's kind of fun because if you love an artist, you love an artist, and then you get to listen to their stuff.
Get to hear that voice.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of nice. So,
sounds like it would be like the, you know, the theme song to an 80s TV show.
It's from 1982, so you're on to something.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, we've got Nancy Ferris from Braintree on the line. A fine womp. Braintree, they're the womps.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm like, what are you saying?
Yes. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy, what do you do for a living?
I'm an EMT and a training instructor.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
God, they could have used you over in Thailand, Nancy.
Oh, no. I am not qualified for that, but kudos to them. They were fantastic.
Yeah, well, let's see if you're qualified to win $1,000 cash from Century Bank playing a grand in 60 seconds. LBF will ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and we'll get back to it if we have time. Get all 10 right within the minute. You win $1,000 from Century Bank and WROR. All right, Nancy?
Okay.
All right, ready to go. Here we go. Yes. 3, 2, 1.
Spell quiet.
Q-U-I-E-T.
What's the degree of a triangle?
45.
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Could you say that again?
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Pass.
Ulysses S. Grant appears on what denomination of U.S. currency?
20.
What year was the first Jurassic Park movie released?
87.
How long is an eon in geology?
1,000.
What musician received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016?
Pass.
What was the original flavor of Twinkie filling?
Vanilla.
What is the name of the scale used to measure the heat of a pepper?
Pass.
What is a baby oyster called?
Pass.
Gal Gadot plays what movie superhero?
Oh, gosh.
It's hard. You know what? This is hard, and people practice, and it's very difficult.
It's the heat, Nancy. Heat does bad things to your brain.
It does.
I didn't even ever. So I don't know.
I think you. I'm going to tell you this, and it's not going to be super. You got one right.
Did you have to repeat that?
But at least you can spell. You can it's yes. You can spell quiet. Fine. The degree of a triangle is 180. Gal Gadot plays Wonder Woman. Grant is on a $50 bill. Jurassic Park was released in 1993. An eon in geology is a billion years. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016. The original flavor of Twinkie filling was banana cream. The scale used to measure the heat of a pepper, Scoville scale, and a baby oyster is called a spat. So if anything, you've learned 9 new things today.
I have. I've learned a lot of new things today.
Well, good job, Nancy. And we, you know what? I think we do have a little something for Nancy, you for playing.
Nancy is busy saving lives.
Yes, she is.
You know? Hey, Nancy, you got a family 4-pack of passes to the Boston Harbor Cruises Godzilla. Ooh. You are going to love it if you're built for speed. No one cruises Boston Harbor like Boston Harbor Cruises because Boston is a city like no other with a harbor to match. See the sights, learn the history, and let Boston Harbor Cruises be your guide. And if you're listening at home, think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank and 105.7 WROR.
All right, coming up next, what your engagement ring size says about your fiancé, and it's not what you think.
Oh, good.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF, it's Hank, it's PJ, it's the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And I have some information here about engagement rings. Now, what your engagement ring size says about your fiancé, and it's not whether or not he is rich or poor.
Some other things.
It actually
that sometimes you hope for.
It actually says here that, according to a new study, the uglier a guy is, the more he's expected to spend on an engagement ring.
Really?
In other words, if you're super handsome, you can buy a tiny diamond. If you're a goblin, you need a diamond the size of a golf ball.
So George Clooney's wife, Amal, probably got like a speck.
Like a speck, yeah.
Yeah, because handsome she guy. Already has a prize.
A diamond chip.
That's almost kind of mean because you go through your entire life not that good looking, and then you're expected to really over-deliver, too, which is hard.
Especially with engagement rings because they're expensive.
They are.
I mean, you know, it's not. So my engagement ring, it's average size, so I guess that means that Dave
Dave's
is a handsome guy.
He's a very so handsome
what,
man.
But I'm just. So Pam's engagement ring is what, 4 carats?
Oh! Wow.
Anyway, that's just a little information I'm passing
actually,
on.
Actually, truth be told, it should be about 5 or 6. Unfortunately, it's only one. Uh-huh. But happy birthday, honey. Today's my wife's birthday.
Oh,
so.
happy birthday, Pam.
Maybe I need to stop at Descends on the way home.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Or Ocean State Job Lot.
Okay.
I gotta hey, coming up, have you ever been ghosted, like somebody just disappears on you totally? You will not believe what Brian Bell's doctor did to him. Wait until you hear the reason he was ghosted. It's all coming up on the Lauren and Wally Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So this is an amazing story. You ever been ghosted? I mean, you just suddenly don't hear from somebody. Then somebody you had some kind of a relationship with. And sometimes you have no idea, was it something I did? Was it something I said? You don't know. And then maybe even a year or more can go by, and something happens, you find out, and you say, oh, now it all makes
sense.
Most
of the time, you never find out.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is what makes this amazing, because when you're ghosted, that's it. You just have to live with it.
Yesterday.
True story.
I found out why I was ghosted.
What happened?
And I am so.
How long's it been?
Okay, so about a year and a half ago, I had to make my annual appointment with my doctor and get the checkup for like our health plan and all that. Yeah. And I called my doctor's office. I'm like, oh, hey, I need my appointment. And they're like, no, the doctor can't see you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I hadn't. They're like, well, you'll get a letter in the mail. I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, I got a letter in the mail with a list of new doctors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was
now
like, okay. So I said,
right?
Yeah. Well, I start thinking to myself, yeah.
Okay,
was this something that I did?
Right.
So I thought back to one of my last appointments with this doctor that I had.
Yeah, okay.
When I kind of yelled at him.
You yelled
you
at him.
You unloaded on the doctor?
Okay. In front of his nurses and everything, they were kind of giggling. Because this guy, he drove me crazy because he was always late.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I would be, like, 2 hours late.
Oh, my God.
Like, he would be, like,
waiting for an appointment.
2 hours?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Really? Like, I'd booked the appointment so I could, I have kids to pick up, I have stuff to do.
Right,
so
yeah,
I'm like, finally, there was this one appointment where I was waiting in the waiting room for hours. And I missed the pickup for my kids.
Yep.
And I So he came out and he's like, well, here are some things that you need to do, you know, for next time. And I go, okay, here are some things you need to do, doctor.
Oh, you snapped.
Yeah. I go, you need to work on your time management skills because I don't have time to sit here for 2 hours. I have kids to pick up. I have schedules. You have to respect my time.
Right.
So work on respecting people's time the next time I see you. And then I never saw him again.
Okay. So maybe you think, oh my God, what'd I do? Right. Yeah. Okay.
So then yesterday, my wife said, hey, did you see the paper? No. So I picked up the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And there's a story. The headline is, former doctors with offices in Brockton Holbrook named in AG's opioids lawsuit.
Oh.
Like, what?
Whoa.
God.
So I read the article, and this guy who was my doctor, and it says this stretch, he's been named in his license was suspended.
Get out.
I'm like, oh, my God. This is awful.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm like, but at least it wasn't me.
And yeah, did you feel better or worse?
A little bit of both.
Okay, it was the classic case of mixed emotions.
Yeah, and so he's had his license. He's in huge trouble, and I'm like, oh, it all kind of makes sense now.
So it had nothing to do with you.
I don't know. Maybe I pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, you probably did.
Lorne and Wally mornings 105.7 WROR.